today, a nephew in my charge was nervous about going to school because of the scary clowns. Perhaps you've heard of them. People in at least 10 states have reported seeing clowns that are creepy and threatening, not the kind that make you smile, although for some people there is no distinction, and we'll get to that. But after a 911 call in Mississippi, a police chief did see the creepy clown the caller warned of. He had a wig and was carrying a machete, and he ran away. Cincinnati closed down schools last Friday after a woman reported being attacked by a man dressed as a scary clown. Other reported attacks have been hoaxes, but then there are the Facebook threats, like the one at my nephew's school, where hoping is a hoax, creepy clowns threatening on Facebook to come to the school in a van with automatic weapons. USA Today reporter Ashley May has been following this trend. In fact, Ashley, you tell us this has become your beat.
It has, sort of. It's very strange. It basically started this summer with reports of Gags the Green Bay Clown. That was in August, and someone in Green Bay created a Facebook page that generated a lot of buzz.
But that turned out to be a hoax.
It did. It actually turned out to be promotion for a horror film that an independent filmmaker is making, and that film will be released around Halloween.
Well, okay, so there's that. But I'm looking at what seem like serious concerns that you've collected in Greenville, South Carolina, and in LaGrange, Georgia. Tell us.
Yeah, now there's reports of creepy clowns. It seems like almost in every state across America, a lot of people are calling in and reporting that they've seen something that's just really unsettling. And some of the most threatening ones are obviously those towards schools, like you were talking about. And in those cases, several people have been arrested.
Right. Well, and in Greenville, South Carolina, there's the Fleetwood Manor Apartments. And they reportedly got letters from their property management telling them to abide by the curfews because children were reporting, what, that clowns were trying to lure them into the woods?
Yes, and that was one of the earlier reports. Since then, there have been, in a number of states, children reporting that they've seen clowns trying to lure them into the woods. Some adults have even said that they've seen this. In one case, there was actually a false report of two adults who were arrested for saying that they saw clowns near a wooded area, but those claims actually turned out to be false. And in most of those claims, police haven't seen an actual clown, but of course, they're taking the threat seriously.
Right. In LaGrange, Georgia, they actually had a soft lockdown on schools because of these reports of clowns trying to lure children into wooded areas. And, you know, who's not going to take that seriously? But those that are found to be perpetrating hoaxes are being punished.
Some of them are. Some of them, if there is a clear threat being made on a school, some are being arrested. There was an incident recently where two high school students went into a school that was not their own with clown masks on, but no charges were filed. They were largely just pranksters trying to prank their friends. A lot of them have been fueled by social media, Facebook pages, even direct messages to parents I've seen. And those are extremely disturbing.
Well, a 13-year-old in Texas was charged with making a terrorist threat after one of his social media posts, you know, about being a creepy clown. But this sounds like it can, you know, okay, you know, maybe it's just hoaxes, but it feels like it can tip over into something more serious. There was a woman who said she was attacked, and on Monday, several hundred University of Connecticut students gathered at midnight. They had clubs and weapons to hunt clowns because they'd heard that there was going to be a creepy clown gathering in a local cemetery. That was a hoax. Penn State, same thing happened. College students going out to find these, you know, fight back against these creepy clowns. We were thinking, and then Boston Globe columnist and film reviewer Ty Burr wrote a column about this. You know, there's a generation of kids who've been brought up on films about things like creepy clowns and slashers, they'd be likely to believe this might be happening.
Sure. And today, actually, at USA Today, we're having some professional clowns on our Facebook page. We'll have a video on our Facebook page talking to them about how professional clowns feel about this, because essentially these people, they're pranksters. They're trying to incite fear, and that's not what professional clowns think is a real clown.
Well, there's even a Clown Lives Matter march being talked about. You tell us.
Yes, there is. There's a Clown Lives Matter peace walk planned for Arizona that we just learned about. I have seen some reports that at least 100 clowns in costume will be walking. Right.
Well, hoaxes are one thing, but there is concern that really troubled people will insinuate themselves into this. Ty Burr also reminds us that John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer, dressed like a clown. And by the way, he writes that there's something called the Uncanny Valley Effect. It was developed by a Japanese robotics professor in the 1970s. It's the point in which a human face or figure is altered enough to be disturbing, but not lifelike enough to be pleasant. I think we were at that point. Ashley May, USA Today reporter, following her new beat, Scary Creepy Clowns. Ashley, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.